Alright, so first off, what you're going to do, we're going to go ahead and get out all the stuff we're going to need. A couple measuring cups, a big bowl to stir it in. You're going to want at least a silicone spatula, and probably, if you have it, a whisk. But the whisk is not super important. So first off, we're just going to take our cream cheese, and we're going to put all of that in our mixing bowl. So if you got a container that's 8 ounces, you can just go ahead and pop all of that in there. And just make sure, scrape the sides too. You want to make sure you get all of that cream cheese. This is one of those things that's going to give our pie that consistency that we want. Because cream cheese is an especially thick spread. Especially, it's the thickest part of this as well. So just get as much as you can. Just pop that in the bowl. Then we're done with that. Next, we're going to take our peanut butter. So with this, you're going to want... I'm just going to use a knife and put it in our measuring cup. But you're going to want a half a cup. And since I'm doubling this up, I'm using a full cup. But just... You're going to want to... For one single pie, you're going to need just half a cup of peanut butter. So it'll take me a minute to get it out. But you want to make sure you get as close to that half cup as you can, because peanut butter is quite important in a peanut butter pie, surprisingly. So once you get some in there, kind of make sure you spread it down. You want to make sure there are no air pockets, because if you just heat peanut butter in the cup and don't press it down, you're going to have some air pockets in there, and that's going to lead to less peanut butter in your final pie. So just after you get a little bit of peanut butter in there, press it down. Make sure you're just filling up all those cracks. Be careful, because peanut butter will get everywhere. It's pretty sticky. And if you use a little bit more, like I have, it's no problem. It's just a little bit more peanut butter. Once you get about a cup, go ahead and pop that in your mixing bowl also. Like I said, I'm using a little bit more peanut butter than is necessary, which is good, partly because a little bit of it is going to just get stuck in that cup you're using, but a silicone spatula will help get more of it out. Just get, make sure you get as much of it as you can. Go ahead. You can leave that in the sink, or you can go ahead and wash it right now. I'm just going to leave it in the sink. And before we add any more ingredients, we're just going to start to mix these two together for just a minute. Make sure we get everything nice and mixed up. We're just going to take those, mix it up for just a moment. And this will also spread out that cream cheese, especially if it's been in the fridge. That'll help spread it out and get it warming, and that'll help us stir it all in later. Just move that for just a second. And then what we're going to add our margarine next. So you're going to have just 2 tablespoons of margarine. I'm just going to use my tablespoons just as a scoop. And then, like with the peanut butter, make sure you press it down. Fill up that cup as much as possible. And then just once you got it flattened out and pressed in, you got a whole tablespoon, just take it, drop it in your bowl, and just keep going. Always make sure you press it down, make sure it's full, and just drop it in there. Then once you get it fully, once you get your margarine in there, gonna do the same thing we did and mix it up just a hair. Make sure we put our margarine in the fridge because we don't want it to go bad. Just gonna mix that margarine into our mix really quick. It doesn't have to be super, super consistent at the moment because that'll get easier once we add Cool Whip. But I'm just, right now I'm just wiping off the edge of the bowl so I don't get my hands dirty. But mix it up for just a moment. Make sure you scrape the sides of the bowl as much as possible. Scrape the sides of the bowl, mix it together. Then we're going to get our next bit, which is going to be our powdered sugar. So this calls for a cup of powdered sugar, and we're just gonna drop that in the bowl too, along with most of these ingredients. They're just going right in there. Now, with powdered sugar, you wanna make sure you don't pack powdered sugar, but you wanna make sure it's right up there at the top. Just make sure it's a little bit over or a little bit under, that's all right. But you wanna get as close to a cup as possible. So once you get your cup, make sure it's leveled off as much as possible and just drop it in there. Then I'm going to once again just start to mix that together. Now if you have an electric blender or something, this is a very good spot to use it. I don't have an electric blender. I have a cake beater. That's not going to help right here. But no matter what, you want to make sure this is going, if you're using an electric blender, you want to make sure this is on very low speed. And if you're using a spatula like I am, you're going to want to go slow because otherwise you're going to get powdered sugar absolutely everywhere. But make sure you keep stirring, scrape the edges of the bowl and flip it over the powdered sugar and then press the mixture into that powdered sugar, and that'll help it. That'll make sure it gets nice and incorporated, and make sure you don't spread powdered sugar everywhere. But do be careful, because even if you're careful, something can spill pretty easily. Now, once it's pretty mixed up, you'll start to see it's getting easier to stir as it warms up. Just keep going for a minute until most of the sugar is dissolved. And you'll see this really light brown color. Nice and light brown. That's what you want to see. And it smells very peanut buttery. And I have a little bit of powdered sugar. If you see clumps of powdered sugar, just make sure you spread them out. Because sugar is good, but when you get that really big clump in your peanut butter pie, it's not gonna taste just right. But it's not completely mixed up, but it's mostly mixed up, and we're gonna finish mixing up once we add our Cool Whip. So you're gonna want an 8 to 10 ounce thing. These whipped toppings are usually sold in like 8 or 16 ounce containers, so that's what I'm using. If you have a little bit left over, you can top it off with that. But first, just make sure you scrape off your lid. Just get that little bit. Make sure you don't make a mess like I just did. And then just take your spatula that you've been mixing stuff with. And just, you want to make sure you get as much as you can, but just scrape that outside. And just drop it in the middle. Now, like with the banana pudding, you can use this while it's frozen, but the more thawed it is, the easier it'll be to mix up. But before we worry about that, let's go ahead and make sure we get as much of this whipped topping out of the container as we can. Then with that, now we're just gonna be folding this in. So just scrape the pan and fold the stuff from the spatula, that peanut butter mix, on top of the pie. Scrape, flip over, press down. And that'll just make sure everything's mixed up. If you got some, make sure you scrape the top of the bowl too, just to get all of that. And then make sure if you have any frozen chunks, you're making sure those are broken up and stirred in as much as possible also. But you also need to be careful because the bowl does get pretty, does get a lot of sticky stuff on it. So make sure you can wipe it down occasionally or just make sure it doesn't get on anything important. But with this, it's very important because you used a lot of peanut butter. You want to make sure you scrape the sides and the bottom of the bowl because otherwise you're going to get a lot of peanut butter on the edges. And it's not going to actually get mixed into this pie. And you want this to be as even throughout as possible. Just keep stirring it in. You'll start to see you're going to... It's not going to be a light, very dark color. But you'll see just a little hint of brown. And if you're not seeing that... Want to make sure you have scraped the sides and bottom of your bowl. Because you don't want that... You want as much of the peanut butter mixed in as possible. Just keep stirring. As this warms up, as you stir it more, it'll warm up through the energy you're putting in. And those big things of whipped topping that were frozen are going to be breaking up into smaller and smaller chunks. But... Just keep scraping those sides and bottom of the bowl and folding everything over. Start to see, now we're getting there. There's still some very light spots where it's cool whip, but we're starting to see, you can tell it's mixed when you get a nice uniform color. And if you put it under a light, there are some light spots and some dark spots. But almost everything is that same color. So just keep working that until you get a nice consistent color. Now I'm not actually going to use the whisk. But if you have a whisk, you can use that here. But be careful because a whisk is used to make sure... A whisk is used to incorporate a lot of air into your the thing you're whisking. You don't want a lot of air in this. But once you start to see that uniform color, make sure you scrape the bottoms again, just to make sure. Because you don't want any of that peanut butter to not get mixed in, because you'll get a big forkful of peanut butter and then a big spoonful of whipped topping, and that's not as good as a fully mixed pie filling. But now that we have this very, very light tan throughout this entire mixture, what we're going to do, we're actually going to try it because that's a good indicator. So if, once it's a nice uniform color, just take a little bit in a spoon. You can taste the cream cheese and you get a hint of that peanut. That's what you want. You taste that whipped topping, gives it a lot of its airiness and a little bit of flavor. And then, but the majority of your flavor is coming from both that peanut butter and the cream cheese, and it pairs really well together. But as long as you get both of them in that taste, and you're not just getting Cool Whip or sour or cream cheese or peanut butter, if you have that nice uniform taste, that means you pretty much have it mixed up. So I'm going to mix it for just a second, making sure I get everything. And then we're going to set out our pie crusts. Now, graham cracker crusts are what I use. You can try it around with other stuff, like chocolate pie crust, shortbread, any kind you want. I prefer the graham cracker crust, but you can use anything. So just make sure your bowl is over your pie crust and just take a little spatula full, set it in the middle. Oh dear, my crust just broke. That's okay. Be careful because these are quite brittle. Oh dear. And just spread it out and go back, get another one, and just kind of make sure it's, you don't want it over the pie crust, but you want it close. And if your pie crust breaks, mine absolutely shattered, but that's okay. Your pie is going to taste the same. It just won't look as nice. Now, because I'm using two, going to want to make sure you spread it out evenly. But if it's just one, if you're just making one pie, this is enough filling for one 9-inch pie crust. But once you get it in there, you kind of want to spread it out, make sure it's nice and even throughout. Make sure there's no air bubbles. Just kind of shake it down. But you want it as close to the top of the pie as you can. And once, if we look at it again, we want to make sure we're seeing that nice, even color. The even color means it's completely mixed. But just spread it out. If you have a little bit left over, you can heap it over the side, the pie crust, but you don't want to go too high. And once again, now that we're getting everything out, keep scraping your sides because you don't want to leave any of this pie filling out, because it's, this is a really good pie for potlucks or just for a regular night's dessert. Just spread it out. And then, once you get everything out of the bowl, you can scrape the bowl again and just taste test again. But once you have your pie completely filled, that is all you're going to need to do. Now, this is good by itself, but what I do, I have a little bit of chocolate chips left over. But if you want to add some chocolate chips or crushed peanut butter cups, also go really good on this. But I'm just going to take a few of the semi-sweet chocolate chips and just sprinkle them on top. And you'll taste these. This is also kind of for show. Just put those on there. That'll add just a little bit of chocolate. Not a lot, but just enough chocolate that you'll be able to taste it. But if you don't have any chocolate chips lying around, it's probably not worth it to buy it. But if you do buy some, you can also make chocolate fudge another time, which is another recipe that is very good and uses a lot of chocolate chips. But once you have your pie topped however you want, you're basically done. Now you can serve it like this, but it's best if you put it in the fridge for a couple hours. I'm leaving it in the fridge overnight. But the good thing about this is you can eat it immediately. You can put it in the fridge and save. But what you can also do, this pie will actually keep in the freezer. So you can put it in the freezer and it will stay good a lot longer. And then you can either eat it frozen or you can take it out and thaw it and eat it normally. But that's up to you. Personal preference. But once you take your lid from your pie crust and put it around the top, you are done. So I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for joining me and happy cooking, everybody.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of the College Cookery Podcast. Today, we're going to look at another dessert, and this is another one of my personal favorites, and it's peanut butter pie. And this one comes from a cookbook that was produced by my home church. But this is a really simple pie, especially for something like a potluck or just regular desserts. But it's also just really good, assuming you don't have some form of nut allergy. Now, if you do have a peanut allergy, but you can use sun butter and stuff like that, but just keep that in mind whenever you're making this. But for the ingredients, you're going to need about 8 ounces of cream cheese, and the softer the better, because if you let it warm up for 15 minutes before you start mixing it in, it just makes it easier to mix up. Next, you're going to need a half a cup of peanut butter, and you can use other kinds of nut butter if you have an allergy. Sunflower butter and stuff like that would work well too, I think, but I've never tried it. Next, you're going to need a cup of powdered sugar, 2 tablespoons of softened margarine. You could use butter, but I use margarine. I'm not sure how butter would affect it. You're going to need 8 to 10 ounces of whipped topping, and normally those come in 8-ounce containers, so that's what I use. And then lastly, you're going to need a graham cracker pie crust. A 9-inch one works well, that's what I use. And you want to make sure it's one that doesn't require baking, because this will go straight into the fridge or served immediately, so you don't bake the pie. And apart from that, you're just going to need, if you have an electric mixer, that works really well, or some form of spatula, and then a giant mixing bowl. And apart from that, I think that's all you're going to need. So, let's get our stuff out and let's get cooking. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the College Cookery Podcast. Today's recipe has been peanut butter pie, and that comes from a local church cookbook, and the person behind the recipe is Kathy Gilmer. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review if possible, follow us on your podcasting platform that you use, and if you really enjoyed it, recommend this to one of your friends who might want to start cooking or enjoy something like this. Because audience participation and audience sharing is the best way a podcast like this grows. If you want to get more information about our upcoming episodes, information about the channel, and ways to suggest new episodes, you can follow us on Instagram at college_cookery. And if you make some of our dishes and want to share it with someone on social media, you can use the hashtag #collegecookery. And that way we can see some of the stuff that you've made. This podcast was made using the Anchor app. So if you have a podcast idea that you want to get started, check them out. But with that, thank you very much for listening. We'll see you next time and happy cooking.